We're awaiting a press conference from the Crandall Canyon mine in Utah to begin. Rescue crews there at the collapsed coal mine have successfully drilled into an area where six miners are believed to have been trapped. They have not been heard from for 5 days. Rescuers have lowered a camera and a microphone down the third of a mile long hole, hoping, of course, to find signs of life. NPR's Jeff Brady has been covering the story. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Yes, I'm here.
And we're told that the families have been briefed. Do you have any indication, one way or another, as to what they might have been told?
We don't, really. The folks from the National Mine Safety and Health Administration and from the company that owns the mines have been meeting with the families this morning. They met with them for about an hour and a half, and we hear that they're on their way up here to the mine now, where there are a bunch of reporters waiting to hear. Of course, they want to talk to the families first before they talk to us.
Do we have any indication of the technology of the camera as to how much it can see down there, where obviously it must be very dark, even if they have lights, and an area actually down there can be surprisingly expansive, can't it?
Yeah, these are very specialized cameras. They got their own plane, actually, to get them here. Governors from several states used their National Guards to get this plane from somewhere back east out here to Utah. And we know that it can see at least 100 feet in any direction. So that will give them a pretty good view of the mine. They also have two other cameras. So if this particular one doesn't work in a certain space, they can lower another one down. And, of course, there'll be big lights down there to light up the whole area so they can see.
What about the oxygen levels? Because I know they've been taking tests of the oxygen levels.
Yeah, that's been a really confusing issue, because there are parts of the mine where oxygen levels are normal. There are parts where a human just couldn't survive there. We still don't know. We haven't been told definitively whether the area where the miners are, if that's an area where there's a lot of oxygen or if there's not a lot of oxygen. But now that this 8.5-inch hole has been dug into the area where the miners are believed to be, we should find that out pretty soon.
If, in fact, there are indications of life, does that hole also provide people with the means to be able to get down, be able to pump in air and perhaps water and food?
Yeah, that's it, though. It's only an 8.5-inch hole, so there will be communication, there will be food, there will be water, but they have to go in actually through the mine and dig out tons and tons and tons of coal to actually bring the men out. And, of course, that's whether they're alive or whether they're dead.
And that, of course, would be a long process.
Yes, it's going to be another 4 days at least. They're making about 100 feet of progress a day. It's very slow because as they go along, they have to shore up the walls of the mine.
They have to be careful. Yeah, they have to be careful when they drill a rescue hole, don't they? Not to further endanger the area that's collapsed.
Absolutely, that's one of the priorities here, because I mean it's already a horrible situation. You don't want to make it even more tragic.
Mm-hmm. Well, so a press conference should be beginning there soon, and within, I should think, perhaps an hour, Jeff, there might be some indication as to what they know about the state of the health of the people down there.
We certainly hope to find out that these miners are safe, but we won't know until these folks come up and talk to us.
NPR's Jeff Brady, who is in Huntington, Utah, where he's been following the collapse and the rescue efforts at the Crandall Canyon mine. Thanks very much, Jeff.
Thank you.